Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. If you want official updates on the coronavirus situation, text COVID-19-SF to 888-777. That's where you get all your official info.
The Radio
you
Alice
were
Report.
On it.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com. So yesterday was downright hot.
Yeah.
Like weather-wise, we were warm. And we're warm again today, and it'll continue to stay that way through the weekend, it looks like.
I'm so excited.
So if you're into that, great.
Bring on the warm.
Let me look at this.
I'm
I
down.
Got 79 degrees where I live on Friday, which is... And it continues. There's 82 on Tuesday, so and that'll get even hotter in San Jose and maybe even...
Yeah, microclimates. I mean, that's, you know... Yesterday it was supposed
to
be like 72 degrees here, and it was way hotter than that.
Right. So, anyway, enjoy the... summer's
summer
here.
Yeah,
it's summer weather. It's no surprise. Also, today is draft day, I believe.
Oh, right, yes.
So it'll be a different show than you're used to for those of you who watch. I never do and may actually tune in for a minute or two if I can.
I asked John if he was excited and he said, of course I am. I went, oh, all right, great, okay, super.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just haven't said anything about it.
Well, I guess, you know, I have a story I'll get to later about relationships in lockdown.
Mm.
You got to be a little more careful right now as people can't escape you.
No. Yep, that's
so
I'm
you
hard
should
to get
be
away from.
A little more careful about how much torture you're putting down on a daily basis.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, everywhere I turn, there you are. You know, it's it is definitely the new reality.
Mm-hmm. So
there's
all
no
right,
getting in your car and taking off and going. I'm going to go hang at the mall for a while. Not that I would ever do that, but you know, I guess that's an option.
Here's where we begin. So California had a rough day yesterday as we reported the most deaths due to coronavirus yet.
Oh.
So it was like a week ago that,
I thought we were going down.
Well, things do seem to be, the curve seems to be flattened, but people are still showing up at the hospital with, I guess it's the breathing problems is what sends them there.
Mm.
Unfortunately, it still continues to be an issue. So the record-breaking day 5 days ago, as Governor Gavin Newsom announced that there were 95 deaths. And here we are 5 days later reporting 118 deaths due to coronavirus. Also, this is important to note, initially it had been reported, and this goes back to that video. What did Addison say? Is it Addie?
Adley.
There's a video Sarah was referencing earlier about just the one
the
day here's
messages.
The info,
right.
And then a day later the info's the opposite. The first coronavirus deaths in the United States were much earlier than anyone thought. Originally, it was reported that this was in Washington.
Mm-hmm. At the nursing home, right?
On February 29th was the first confirmed death at that point. Now it looks like, according to the coroner's office in Santa Clara, there were deaths on February 6th and 17th that were both a result of coronavirus.
So this had been spreading for a lot longer than we thought.
Well, this is the trip because when I first heard Washington, I thought, okay, Amazon's there and Microsoft is there. It's no surprise they do business in China and that someone on a regular business trip may have picked this up. And brought it home, unbeknownst to them.
Right.
So that's what I thought originally. But of course it makes just as much, if not more, sense that someone in Silicon Valley did got it and brought it home.
Right.
They do tons of business. Just the average tech worker, but a lot of tech workers have to travel. And often it's to China. And one of the gals I know I'm friends with, she spent in China a bunch of times.
Yeah.
In the course of a regular work year, she's been, you know, 2 to 4 times a year for years.
Right.
So anyway, it does look like that's where the first coronavirus deaths were reported, February 6th and 17th in Santa Clara.
Jesus. That's
it's still only a little, that's just a couple months ago.
I know, but it's still so much earlier than it was really on our radar. Like, that is, for someone to have contracted it and died from it on the 6th of February, it had to be here much earlier than that, or, you know, at least a week earlier, and it had to get passed around. Like, it got to someone who succumbed to it. Like, we've been having this. People have had really weird colds. And, you know,
I had a really weird.
I know. And John had a really weird cold. Like, there have been, and I had a, like, I mean, I know it wasn't back in December, but I had a weird flu in December. Like, there have been all these kind of, so who the hell knows when this whole thing started?
Right.
Until people started dying from it, and it was confirmed that that's what it was. And even then, the freaking testing is so, there's so many false negatives. People who you're like, oh, that guy definitely has it. And then he comes back, he's like, nope, turns out I don't. And it's because they didn't get that, you know, it wasn't up in your brain where they, you know, test your feelings for it.
I've been looking for.
I was out too. Remember that?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. That's right.
That
was
like,
when were you?
February,
out?
I think. Right? Something like that.
What was your? I mean, I'm telling you, I think a lot of people who don't even know they had it had it.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
they're
saying
clearly it was here a lot earlier than we think.
I keep seeing articles because the more I know about this COVID-19, the more I feel like I had it during that time I was out with the flu.
Right.
The cough that I had kept me up for 2 days straight. I couldn't sleep. I laid in bed. I didn't leave my room. I didn't leave even go eat.
Right.
So I stayed in my bedroom for 2 days straight and finally woke up on, I think, the Thursday morning and said, I got to go to the ER someplace.
Yep.
Because this cough's not stopping. And so I thought for sure that I was going to, and then they go, nope, you've got the flu. So,
well, they didn't test you for corona.
No, they
didn't.
They
tested you for the flu. But it's possible you could have had both.
That's what I've been looking for, is how many people tested positive for the flu that actually may have had, I don't know. I haven't seen anything
right.
about that.
Me either.
I just go, okay. In fact, I've seen more articles that say that thing you had in December that you thought was coronavirus wasn't.
Okay, thanks. Sure.
You say.
Except that it was. Let's go back to that video where it's
right.
like that thing you had that you think was just the flu, it was just the flu, but also it was coronavirus.
Right.
It's just.
Anyway, we now have 37,704 confirmed coronavirus cases in California, and that's with all the efforts we've made to flatten the curve. They say the Bay Area stay-at-home orders specifically, they say, may have saved thousands of people.
Mm.
So it has worked.
Or we already all survived it.
Well, I mean, that's, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I don't know.
But it's,
I know
it's
that.
It's scary.
Here's another little tidbit that goes with, what did you say? Addison? Adley.
Adley.
Adley's yeah. video. First, we're told, your animals cannot catch coronavirus. Now,
oh my God, yes!
We have two cats in New York that have tested positive for coronavirus.
What the?
So those are the first confirmed cases in any pets in the United States. They're not reporting yet whether you should put a mask on your furry friends. But
can you imagine trying to keep a mask on a cat?
Well, look, people love their animals, and I know for a fact that there will be people trying to do that. Sandy. That's my mom. She loves her dog. I love my dogs, too, and I understand why she's like that, but now she's going to be, now poor Shadow's going to have a mask on.
Oh,
great.
This is just crazy. It's crazy.
Oh, also, and this will be the last little nugget before I move on to some other stuff. They're saying now, and this is another thing they kept telling us. So what did you expect was going to happen? most of the efforts in this sort of self-quarantine, whatever, self-isolation, was about helping the hospitals deal with the bottleneck of sick people that were going to be showing up, right?
Right.
So yes. Here we are going, okay, this is our part. We'll do that for the healthcare workers. It's important.
Yes.
What we're finding out, though, is now people are avoiding trips to the emergency room while they're having a heart attack or a stroke or other serious conditions.
Oh, God.
And it's totally true, though. I've even been telling my kids, if you crack your head, you're going to just get a Band-Aid because we're not going to the, you know what I mean?
Yes.
We're not going to the ER. So if you've got to jump off the couch onto this thing towards the fireplace, like, all right, but you're not going to, no, we're not doing it. You're just going to go to your room.
And you have been very bad and hurt yourself. Now go to your room.
It seems that's the way everybody's dealing with this. There they are, sick or injured, and they find themselves staying home and making the problem worse because they're trying to do their
part. Having a heart attack or a stroke needs a hospital visit. I'm sorry.
Right. Exactly right.
Yeah, you don't go get your boob job done at this point. That doesn't happen. But your stroke, you get some attention for that.
Today is something's birthday.
Oh.
It's become an important part of everybody's life. YouTube turns 15 today.
Wow. 15.
The first ever YouTube video was uploaded 15 years ago today. It was by one of the co-founders. It's an 18-second video where he is at the zoo, and you can see elephants in the background. The video itself has over 90 million views, and it's the only view this dude has ever posted because he sold his business to Google for, let me find the number, $1.65 billion.
Oh, that's not bad for him. He should have stuck it out, though. I mean, I guess he didn't know how humongous it was going to get. YouTube is everywhere, and everything and every story has a link to a YouTube.
So it's not a surprise, though, that he hasn't posted a video since, because he got $1.65 billion.
He doesn't want to show you his mountains of gold.
Right.
Look how cute he is. 15 years later. I wonder how much of that $1.5 billion he still has. And I wonder if he was a smart investor and now has $5.5 billion. What's the guy's name?
So.
Let's look him up. Let's find out what his net worth is.
Hold on. Let me get it. Oh, boy. Jawed, J-A-W-E-D,
okay.
Kareem, K-A-R-I-M.
Jawed Kareem.
Jawed Kareem.
He's one of the founding makers of
YouTube.
Let's find out what
And
his
YouTube
his
turns
is.
15 today. They say now, at this point, it looks like Google is enjoying, YouTube says, 1 billion hours of content is watched daily around the world. And it all began with this dude's trip to the zoo.
Incredible.
Congratulations.
What is Jawed Kareem worth? Brin.
It says, it's funny. It says as of April 2020, he's worth more than $160 million. This fortune
Maybe he
comes
just got a part of the $1.6 billion.
He's a co-founder, so, and I'm sure they you know,
split it up.
Right. They probably
Boy, so he's
had,
poor. He only has $160 million. Oh.
Some venture capitalist who funded that thing is probably like, well, most of that's mine.
Yeah. You guys can split the .6. I'm going to take that bill.
Right. Whatever. Anyway, happy birthday,
YouTube. Happy birthday,
YouTube.
I'm all over you every day.
Even Are when you I don't daily? Wanna...
Well, I mean, almost every single day a story comes through with links to YouTube or some video I'm watching. Or the first thing I did this morning was watch a YouTube video, that Adley Show thing.
I was sent a video, and I haven't even watched it, but I already understand what's there. So I was sort of like, oh, boy. I couldn't be living that life more. It's a singer who posted a video. Let me see if I can find it. I wasn't planning to talk to you about it yet, but I can't. Never mind. It's
What's
on
it
my my messenger. It's a contestant from The Voice.
Yeah.
Made a video about how there's no daycare and he's having to actually care for his child. And he did it to the tune Little Nas X.
Oh.
Old.
Got a feeling in right. the back.
And apparently it's just the guy's already done before he's before. I got the horses in the
bag. Horse stock is see if you can find that video of the dude doing daddy daycare to the
where is my messenger? Darn it.
You're on it.
Is that why I can't access it on my other device though?
No idea.
Okay, I got it. I found it. Dad's parody of Old Town Road sums up life without childcare. Here it is. So it's called Daycare Closed. And he's talking about how his 2-year-old son wakes up and starts with, play with me. And then wants a snack. And then there's the dad going, is it bedtime yet? And of course, the kids.
No, it's not. It's 9 a.m.
Right.
It is not bedtime. You have so many more hours to get there.
Right. Let's see. It looks like the chorus goes, yeah, I got to play all day because the daycare closed. I'm going to cry till I can't cry no more.
Got to play all day because the daycare
closed. And, of course, the comments are.
Oh, here it is. Is this it?
Yep.
Let's have a look at this.
Is it bedtime yet?
Look at him. He looks so pained.
Yeah, I got to play all day because the daycare closed. I'm going to. Cry till I can't no more. I gotta play all day cause the daycare closed. I'm gonna cry till I can't no more.
Hey. I've been up since the crack. Soul is turning black. Black. I spend more all my cash if the school take my kid back. He rides me like a horse. Session took my shorts. Play-Doh Nemo finger painting while we stuck up on the porch.
So underneath the video.
Oh, that is great.
Our comments like, this is so damn funny. I can definitely relate. Others are like, this guy knows exactly what I'm going through.
Oh my God. You know what? That'll go viral. He just won American Idol.
Yeah. He's got a hit on his hands. No yeah. question. All right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys said. On a daily basis, I'm driving. This is from 408. On a daily basis, I'm driving around San Jose for work. To be blunt, people are not following the shelter in place, especially in poorer areas. No masks, no gloves.
Well, that's the thing. You can't even get masks, and people are, you know, you got to wear masks. Well, wait, give me one then. Oh.
Let's see. I swear the flu I had in December was the coronavirus. It went straight to my lungs within 2 days and I was in the ER. They only tested for influenza and it came back positive. But I was not tested for corona because nobody thought about that at the time. That's what happened to me. I was absolutely coughing my stupid head off and found myself having to go to, what do they call
urgent
that? Urgent care.
Care.
And they said I was positive for the flu. So, okay. What am I supposed to do? Say, no, I need a coronavirus test?
Well, I wonder if they...
It was just starting to be in the news, yeah. The coronavirus.
And I think that... Because I think the next week was the week that we started working from home. Not... we did one more full week and then... Or was it earlier than that, Vinny?
I think it was a 1 week earlier than that that I had it. So I
so
had
we're
two
we're back
full
for
weeks.
2 weeks, I
right.
see. Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, if it's been around in this area since at least February 6th, it feels like a lot more people had it and survived it. And, you know, it just wasn't diagnosed there. I mean, the testing has always been the problem. And even the fact that some people who probably had it got tested and tested negative.
Right. Well, and then there's the antibody test that they're trying to do. And I don't even know where I would go to get that and how much at risk am I putting myself if I go and try and take that test.
Isn't there some home kit now that
I don't know.
That I was seeing for $100? They'll send you a thing and you swab yourself. And
what's super sad is because of all of the, and I don't, whether it's Russia or China or just hackers, all of these misinformation stories
yes.
that get posted everywhere leave everyone thinking that they can't trust anything they read.
Start playing little clips from that Adley thing whenever we do this, because this is a theme on the show. Well, now, what's the real information? Well, it's this and this. Two completely opposite things.
How is John feeling? Asks 209. How's his mono? They think he has mono.
Well, maybe he does have mono. I mean, Jesus, the guy he's all right. You know, he's just so tired and has these dizzy spells.
Maybe so he's waking up after a full night's sleep and just still feels lethargic.
He can't sleep. He just feels off. When he falls asleep, then he starts to get like bed spins, and then he wakes up. And then he's like laying there. And I think he's got like all this anxiety. And I mean, there's just who the hell knows what's going on with him. He's miserable. I feel so bad for him.
Well, he's not alone.
Then he has a couple hours a day where he's like, oh, I feel pretty good. Maybe this is over. And then that night he can't sleep again. Although this morning he was actually in bed snoring when I got up. So that's a good sign.
Oh, that's a good sign.
Really good sign. So I'm hopeful.
Good. All right. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Let's see, Vinny. Hold on. Oh, geez. I can't find my cursor. Hold on. I'm sure there's something. Prince Charles is in the news. J-Lo's in the news. It's a lot of ways that celebrities are entertaining themselves during the pandemic. After these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.